Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 2, we were talking about taking an interest in visitors to our church and not leaving it to the pastor or deacons to welcome them. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We saw the perfect law of liberty in chapter 1, verse 25. Not as a freedom to the flesh, rather as a freedom to live in the Spirit. And so since liberty refers to the Spirit and not the flesh, this then is liberty applied. Kindness to those neighbors in need, even if it's a stranger or a visitor. Love in action. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You see, it's taking an interest in that person who visits the church. Maybe to invite them over to your house. Have you ever done that? Saw someone that visited your church one Sunday and just started talking to them. Sit down and talk to them, or ask them where they're from, and do your best to set up an appointment to go visit them, or even to have them come visit your home. Many times we think the pastor is our hired gun that does that for us. God holds us accountable. He wants us all to be witnesses. He wants us all to be hospitable. He wants us all to have the law of kindness and love in our hearts. The pastor is not hired to be that hired gun that does that for us. My friend, make sure you do your part. And then he also uses the term there, without mercy, in verse 12. Now, again, in the Greek word appears only here in the New Testament. And the idea is, if the believer did not show mercy to those on earth who sought mercy, that is, they sought forgiveness, then his works will be judged without mercy. And that will mean a loss of reward. Now, let me say again, of people that sought forgiveness, we don't just say, oh, look, just drop it. Just forget about it and drop it. You got to love them. No, if a person's not repentant, you do not restore them to fellowship. You don't drop it. No, you still keep them out until they repent. I was sharing with the people of our church, if the man in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 had married his stepmother that he was living in fornication with, it wouldn't have all of a sudden made it all right and said, okay, well, at least he married him. He did the honorable thing. No, it would have still been wrong. And they would have needed to put him out until he made that thing right. So make sure you make it right with God and with others, that you may need to make things right with them. Could it be that the law of liberty is an inward constraint instead of an outward restraint? In other words, we not only refrain from partiality, the greater call is to fulfill the royal law. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 through 14 says, for we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. You know, if people think I'm beside myself and I'm crazy, I'm a nut, at least I hope they think I'm crazy, I'm a nut for Christ and not for something else of this world. There are people that are sports nuts. They are moving nuts. There are people that are shopping nuts. Hey, if you're going to call me a nut, let it be for Jesus Christ. Let this nut be screwed to the right bolt, okay? And that's the way it should be. Now, we are to speak and act as those who will be judged, not by the law of Moses, but by the more severe law of liberty, which is the law of love written in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now, my friend, this is dealing with an area of faith at work. The rest of this chapter of James chapter 2 will look at a faith that works. But right now we're seeing a faith at work, and this faith at work must have a true, real love for Christ abiding in it. Do you have that love of Christ in your heart? You can't if he's not your Savior. Now, my friend, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that really does include me. It includes you. And God, who is a holy God, must punish sin. Otherwise, he would not be true to himself. And this whole world would be thrown off course. The wages of sin is death, the Word of God tells us in Romans 6:23, the first half of that verse. Yes, sin must be paid for. The wages of sin is death. Final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire, never ceasing to exist and never being able to escape. That is grim news. But that's only half the verse. The good news is found in the second half of the verse, which reads, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You and I have earned the wage, that wage of going to hell. Each one of us have earned it, and God pays. But the gift, something that we don't earn, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If a person dies and goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves, strict justice, nothing more but nothing less. However, if a person goes to heaven, he does not get what he deserves. He's getting what Jesus Christ deserves because Christ died for us in our place and he rose from the dead that we might have everlasting life through him. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. You see, Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for all your sin, for all time. He arose from the dead that Easter Sunday, having conquered all that conquered you. Oh, my friend, turn from your sin. Turn from depending on yourself. And take Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Savior. And you too will have God's gift of eternal life. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And you're listening to this radio broadcast, my friend. You don't have to wait till you get to church to be saved from hell. You see, friend, life, death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul, your eternal life, all of that is serious. As I've said many times, in my ministry, I have never one time seen anyone on their deathbed that had been saved and lived a good, godly Christian life say, "Boy, I'm sorry I ever got saved and lived for Jesus." I've never seen that. What I normally see in that situation is a peace that passes all understanding. Well, my friend, one day you're going to be in that situation of death. Will you be facing eternity in heaven or in hell? And if you know you're going to heaven, will you be saved so as by fire? Will you be ashamed at his appearing? Or will you have confidence? Now, if you're not sure you're saved, then let me invite you to receive Christ as your Savior. Admit that you're a sinner. repent, that is, turn from your sin. God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he shall judge the world. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins and died for you, and 3 days later rose from the dead, through prayer, invite Jesus to come to your life as your personal Savior. Why not right now, right where you are, bow your heads and pray this prayer and ask the Lord to save you, that you might have eternal life. The words that I pray are only words if you don't mean them. But if you really mean them and you want to be saved from eternity in hell, then pray and ask God to save you, giving him your life. Pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by God's grace and power, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my personal Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. We will send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. Building Blocks will explain just a little bit more about this decision that you've just made. It will also instruct you on how to study the Bible to get more from it. It will teach you what you should pray for and how you should pray. It will tell you about the local church, what kind of local church you should belong to. And it will show you how to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. It'll touch some areas of doctrine. And my friend, I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask Christ to save me listening to your broadcast today. Or you might say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have that booklet and I would like to use it to maybe instruct others in righteousness. And if you'll write me, I'll send that to you absolutely free. Now again, my friend, tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast. I believe that that's the best way for us to grow. And then write us and let us know that you're listening. Many times we have to pray about an area and say, Lord, do you want us on that area continually? Because we rarely hear from that area, if at all. And we have to think about those things. And so, my friend, just take the time. I didn't ask you to send money. You only send money if God lays it on your heart. But you don't have to send money for us to hear from you. Just write a postcard and say, Brother Andy, we're listening to the broadcast. Keep on keeping on. And we will appreciate that so very much, and we'll treasure that. And as a matter of fact, we'll even put that in our file. And if you're one of those that you're afraid that if you write us that you're going to be put on a mailing list of some kind, then send us a postcard and don't put your return address on it, okay? And that way you'll be sure you don't hear from us. We want to hear from you. We want to be a help to you, and we want to know that this Bible teaching time is instructing you in the ways of God's Word. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Ask others to listen in. That's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.